Arizona launches hotline to report CRT, gender ideology lessons in schools. By Joshua Klein on March 13, 2023. A recently launched hotline by Arizona's top education official, a newly elected Republican, gives parents the opportunity to combat woke lessons being taught in Arizona schools, including inappropriate sexual content and other radical ideology. Arizona's Department of Education introduced a hotline last week for the public to report classroom lessons promoting critical race theory, CRT, gender ideology, and inappropriate sexual content, topics that have long faced conservative criticism. The Empower Hotline, which empowers concerned parents by encouraging them to report lessons that detract from teaching academic standards, was a key promise of Republican Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Horn's recent campaign, which aimed to prioritize math and reading instruction while declaring war on unnecessary and potentially harmful discussions about emotions and identity, according to the Arizona Republic. The Department of Education's website allows for Arizona residents to report inappropriate lessons that detract from teaching academic standards, which includes topics such as those linked to CRT and social and emotional learning programs accused of promoting woke concepts regarding race, gender, and sexuality. Some say critical race theory is a graduate study, not taught in K-12 schools. The evidence is to the contrary, Horn said, demanding that teachers teach academics, and not use their power over a captive audience, to promote their personal ideology. That is unprofessional conduct, he added. He also assured educators that as long as they are teaching academics, they have absolutely nothing to worry about. I want to be sure that we get rid of distractions, and the teachers are teaching the academics bell to bell the way they're supposed to be doing, he said. The Arizona school's chief explained how the establishment of the hotline offers Arizonans the opportunity to report the teaching of inappropriate lessons that rob students of precious minutes of instruction time in core academic subjects such as reading, math, science, history, and the arts. He also claimed the effort was intended to stop dividing students by irrelevant criteria. I believe we are all individuals, brothers and sisters under the skin, entitled to be judged by what we know, what we can do, our character, and ability to appreciate beauty, he said. Race is irrelevant to anything. According to Horn, who was sworn in as superintendent of public instruction in January, CRT teaches the opposite, that race is primary. They divide students into oppressors and oppressed based on what race they were born into, which is irrational, he said. The new effort, which allows for the dispatch of investigators to schools and disciplinary moves for violators, has also been met with criticism. Arizona Education Association President Mary Sol Garcia slammed the hotline, describing it as disrespectful to educators and their profession. Looks like Arizona is giving DeSantis Florida a run for its money now and being the most fascist white supremacist state in the country, said educator Sari Beth Rosenberg. On Wednesday, Horn explained that during the pandemic, when children were learning online from home, a parent's revolt developed when parents expressed outrage after seeing what their children were being taught in school. As a result, he promised to fight against the abusive and poisonous practices which detract from academics. The matter comes as woke initiatives seek to incorporate gender ideology and queer theory in the educational system, including the dissemination of sexually explicit, pro-LGBTQ, and transgender propaganda in elementary and kindergarten classrooms. In December, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, issued an assessment tool for teachers and school administrators to measure their commitment to LGBTQ inclusivity in the classroom. The tool asks leading questions about school personnel and their commitment to queer theory, including encouraging sexual education teachers to have gender-neutral anatomy, referring to a boy as a body with a penis and a girl as a body with a vagina. Earlier this year, parents in Wisconsin's second-largest school district were informed their children, as young as kindergarteners, would undergo a week of gender identity programming where they will learn about a spectrum of genders and sexual orientations. Actress and education advocate Sam Sorbo accused today's schools of child abuse while slamming the craziness surrounding gender ideology in schools. Your children have been stolen from you by a system that seeks their destruction, she warned as she called on parents to save your families by considering home education instead. Meanwhile, the battle over CRT in schools has resulted in nationwide tension in recent years. The theory, which is promoted by many on the left, claims that American institutions, the government, economy, and culture, are based on racial hierarchy, with white people at the top and black people at the bottom. And even that which appears race-neutral is, on closer inspection, rooted in racism. As a result, it urges reform in virtually all of its institutions. In January, a Washington Post piece accused Governor Ron DeSantis, FLR, of being a full-blown white supremacist for banning an African American Studies AP course, allegedly containing radical content, from Florida's schools. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.